SBS Radio.
Isang bagong blood test ang magtutuklas ng maagang yugto ng cancer sa ovary at posibleng lalawig pa sa ibang tipo ng cancer. Ayon kay Professor James Patton ng Adelaide University sa isang panayam sa Radyo SBS, nasa maagang yugto pa ang sinasabing test at kailangan pa ang mga siyentipikong suporta. Ngunit, maaari nitong baguhin ang mga diagnosis sa cancer at tumulong mapabuti ang antas ng kaligtasan ng buhay. Narito ang panayam.
I'm Professor James Patton, Director of the Research Centre for Infectious Diseases at the University of Adelaide. Okay, this discovery is a spin-out from research originally conducted, research team led by my wife, Professor Adrienne Patton, a few years ago, where she was discovered and characterised a new family of bacterial toxins. And as part of these studies, we noticed that this particular toxin had a specificity for an unusual sugar called N-glycolaminuric acid. And our colleagues that we've been working with since then up at Griffith University were aware that this unusual sugar is often overexpressed in cancer cells. So the research we were doing in Adelaide involved further sort of molecular modifications to this sort of binding subunit of derived from the toxin to improve its affinity for this unusual cancer glycan and to remove any sort of cross-reactive binding to other sugars, other types of sugars which might be present on normal cells. And so what it turns out we think is happening with human cancers is that whereas normal human cells can't make this molecule called N-glycolaminuric acid or NUGC, cancer cells can because they have a different sort of biochemistry going on inside them which enables an enzyme which isn't functional in normal cells to be functional in the cancer cells. And so what this means is that they can now make this sugar and attach it to proteins on the cell surface of the cancer. And some of those proteins carrying the abnormal glycan, the NUGC, are released into the tissue fluids and the blood. Now, our colleagues up in Brisbane what they're doing is using this modified bacterial toxin binding subunit and adapted it as part of a test where we can use it to detect the presence of this abnormal sugar in blood samples. And we have now been able to show using blood samples of serum from women with various stages of ovarian cancers that at all stages we can detect the presence of this abnormal sugar in the blood, but not in any of the samples from women who don't have cancer. Now, importantly, we can detect even in 80 or 90% of women at stage one ovarian cancer, the earliest stages, where there's going to be better outcomes if you can diagnose, the cancer early. Like all cancers, the sooner you can detect them, the better. But ovarian cancer, early diagnosis is particularly difficult because there aren't reliable early blood tests which can show its presence. But we consider that, this now could be exactly such a test.
Obviously, you've just touched on it now. How much of an impact do you think this is going to have on diagnosing ovarian cancer and treating ovarian cancer in the future?
Look, I think it's got the potential to contribute not just to ovarian cancer diagnosis, but with a range of cancer diagnoses. We've got similar studies now. We're just about to publish in breast cancer as well, again, able to detect the presence of cancer in blood at early stages of disease. what we need to do now is to get hold of much, much larger numbers of samples. Now, the work that we've published so far on ovarian cancer had, you know, a couple of dozen samples from each stage of disease, but we need to test hundreds and hundreds, and we also need to test hundreds of normal blood samples from healthy women to establish a rigorous normal range, so that we can define a cutoff value above which we consider that to be indicative of the presence of a cancer. And that will enable us to get far more accurate sort of positive and negative predictive values and things like that. And these are the sorts of rigorous data that you need to get sort of approval for routine use of these tests, you know, tests in a pathology lab. The other thing we need to do is to adapt the technique that we're using to deploy this toxin for detecting the abnormal sugar, and adapt the methodology to something that's suitable for high throughput testing that goes on in routine pathology laboratories around the world. So they're mainly technical, just technical issues. The fact that we've got this toxin subunit, which has such an extraordinary specificity for the abnormal sugar, is a real breakthrough, and it's an example of what happens when you're working in one particular field. It's quite often that you make a discovery which has relevance in diverse fields. So here, research in infectious diseases has, we believe, generated something of great utility in diagnosis of cancer.
Yeah, and so, like you mentioned, more work needs to be done in making sure that that there is sort of that routine, that basis for checking. How far away do you think you are, and what do you need, what does the team need to be able to get this discovery to the next level?
Yeah, we're making contact with research groups who specialise in various types of cancer. And that will provide us with access to greater numbers of samples for testing. And we need to make sure that you don't, for example, get positive results when somebody has a benign condition, and things like that. So eliminating the risk of false positives is an important part of any test development. The last thing you want to do is go along for a routine screen for a cancer and be told it's positive when in fact it isn't. You know, that would be diabolically bad to have that happen to you. It does provide an opportunity to pick up people and refer them for more detailed investigations if they really have got it in the early stages. We would also be, we're also interested in engaging with the commercial sector, because most tests which are used in pathology laboratories are developed and marketed by big diagnostic companies. And tests are tailored to go with their instrumentation and things like that. So we do need to engage with the commercial sector to put the test through its final clinical test, clinical trials and things like that.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.